My name is Jaden Philbin. I'm a senior here at Chadron State College. I'm married to Logan Philbin. We have a one-year-old daughter named Fletcher. And I'll just get right into it. I was born and raised in Ainsworth, Nebraska, and I was fortunate enough to be raised in a Christian home. Mom and dad, both Christian, and two older sisters who follow Christ and are both married to godly men as well. So I've been really fortunate to have that in my life. As I share some, you will see how kind of throughout the time that I was living in my household, I lacked a full surrender to Christ. But as I look back now, I see how my family contributed to me finally getting there, and how their love for Christ and loving me through that contributed to that. So I did grow up in the church. We grew up going to church every Sunday. I know that church was real for my parents, and as far as I know, it was real for my sisters. And to me, it quickly just became a thing that we did. And for the longest time, even, I thought, I didn't know that there were people that didn't go to church for a while, just because I just thought everybody did it. And so I'd go to church every week and have the youth group and do Bible studies and all of that. And yeah, it was just something that I did and something I thought was expected of me. And I did it, and I grew dull to it, and I lacked the recognition that I needed a Savior, that I needed Jesus in my life, and that I was dead in my sin. And anyways, this just kind of carried on for a while. Elementary school through middle school, I did continue to, you know, through sermons, through Sunday school and everything, I did continue to grow in my knowledge of the Lord. And, you know, looking back now, I see ways that God was at work in me through the people around me and everything, but I still lacked that recognition that I need Jesus and I need to submit to Him. Getting into high school was kind of similar, kind of the same deal. But then, you know, I started hanging out with friends more. And I kind of established this line of got one foot in the faith, one foot in the worldly things. You know, when I go to church on Sundays and do all the youth group stuff, I'd lean a little bit more this way. And, you know, put on the persona and say the right things. And then when I was around my friends or when I was with people that I wanted to get to like me, I'd kind of lean a little bit more this way and not want them to know so much about that side. And I fell into sin with my friends. And anyways, yet I look back and I do see ways that God was at work. So freshman year of high school, a young man would enter my life who would leave a big impact. His name was Stephen. He grew up in Ainsworth. He was homeschooled. He went off to Calvary Bible College in Kansas, returned to Ainsworth, and started working at an auto body shop in town. And I heard about Stephen starting a high school men's Bible study. And so, you know, my mom and I talked about it, and I was definitely going to go. Not only was I, you know, wanting to go to see what this Stephen was about and to get a chance to hang out with some upperclassmen, because Stephen, he knew the Clark family, Scotty and Toby Clark. They had a son who was a senior in high school, Brandon, and so they held it there at the Clark household. And not only did I want to go see what Stephen was about, hang out with upperclassmen, but I thought I might catch a glimpse of Brandon's little sister Logan every once in a while I was over there, who after a rough breakup in seventh grade, I was ready to pursue again. But yeah, just right off the bat, I was just amazed at Stephen and the passion that he had when he talked about Jesus and when he taught about Jesus and when he talked to us and loved us. And I was just amazed at that. I couldn't, at that point in my life, I had never seen someone who just had that much passion about it. And I remember thinking, like, this is what I'm supposed to look like, but it's not. Like, I'm missing that. And, yeah, I went weekly, and My friendship with Steven started to grow a lot too. Brandon graduated, and so we needed a new place for Bible study. We started having it at my house. Steven, like I said, we started to become buddies, and I look back now and I see how he was really trying to disciple me, and I didn't know that's what it was, but that's what he was doing. And he'd come over to my place early for Bible study, and we'd talk and watch Top Gear, a car show that we both loved. He really got me into cars and talking about cars and everything. He started bringing me into his life outside of Bible study as well, hanging out a lot. I rode dirt bikes with him, rode on his motorcycle, rode in his airplane as he was working on getting his license so that he could one day hopefully become a missionary pilot. He rebounded basketballs for me as I worked on my free throw shot. One time, I really busted up the tailgate on my pickup, and Steven, working at an auto body shop, we went there 4 or 5 long nights in a row and fixed up my tailgate and painted it up. And, you know, even through that, he had coworkers that would stay late, work on their own projects. And I could just see how, in roundabout ways, they would insult him for basically his purity, for his for the way that he wouldn't curse like they did and stuff. They weren't harsh comments, but he was getting insulted for that, and I just saw how he just took that and he turned it around and just loved them in return. And I just kept seeing more and more that, you know, this thing about him, it's real, because it really affects the way that he lives. So getting between my junior and senior year of high school for that summer, Steven says, "Hey, you got to get up real early and get around to go out to the ranch. I got to wake up early to get ready for work. How about we start doing breakfast together?" So for that entire summer, 5 days a week, I'd get up at 6 a.m., go over to Steven's. We'd make breakfast together. We'd just hang out and talk, and we'd talk about life and about Jesus. And he eventually asked me, like, "What do you want to know more about in the Bible?" And at that point, I said, "I want to know the Old Testament Bible stories better." So we started going through those stories, and Stephen would get out his Bible college curriculum stuff, and he'd bring out his timelines that he himself had made of the life of the different characters. And with every story, every Old Testament story, he would show how that relates to the story of the Bible as a whole, and he would show how that points to Jesus. And that was really cool to me, and I just continued to want to be more like him. While at the same time, I was still walking that line. I hadn't truly found my identity in Christ yet, and I still wasn't fully submitted to that. Anyways, senior year rolls around. Steven gets married, moves to Haiti, becomes a full-time missionary. And at this point, Logan and I didn't mention we had started dating towards the end of freshman year. And we dated all through this point, and we were looking at colleges. We both land at Chadron State College. And I think about it now, and I can just, standing where I am today as a senior here, I just see the plan that God had for us coming here. I see the people that he placed in our life, his faithful servants who allowed themselves to be used by him to witness to us, and all the glory goes to him for that. I just see, yeah, how his plan fit together. He knew we would both be arriving here. In general, I didn't mention, but Logan, she'll be sharing her testimony here soon, but so I'll leave that to her. But in general, she was similar to me in that, you know, we both were understanding the truth and knowing it and wanting it, but we just lacked that full surrender to Christ. And he knew that we would both get here tired of trying to make that work, trying to make that life work with one foot in the faith and one out. We'd both be sick of it. He knew that since we knew Bert and Amanda, we'd show up at Revive College Ministries. He knew that there a fellow student would come and bring me in and show me love and and show me true friendship in Christ. He knew that I would attend his Bible study and that I'd find other guys my age who wanted the same thing, who wanted to pursue the Lord. He knew that Logan and I would land at a church that was a gospel-preaching church in which the sermons brought conviction to me and helped me to grow a deeper understanding for who God is and for his character and for his word. And he knew that my love for that college ministry, I would end up on the servant team, where I would end up being discipled by a man who would show me how to study God's word and how to figure out the context, how to apply it to my life. And just all out through this process, I'm just amazed at that. And it was something like going back to kind of towards the end of freshman year when all this stuff was really taking place, second half of freshman year, my desire to know God's word was just, it grew so much, and I just wanted it, and I had a hunger for God's word. I'd wake up early every morning and read as much as I could, and then I'd read when I could during the day, and I'd go to bed at night, turn out the lights, and bring up my phone and Bible app so that I could keep reading. And his word just, it just worked in me, and his spirit worked in me, and it was towards the end of freshman year that I really did just surrender to that, and I thought, this is it, this is no more of this one foot in, one foot out, I'm going all for it. And just looking at all of these things that took place over a few years, and the same things happening to Logan as well, being brought into a community of Christian women who brought her in and discipled her and witnessed to her as well. All these things happening together and just brought us both into Jesus and grew in us both a desire to fully serve him. By the time of our engagement and marriage, we had established together that without hesitation that Christ would be the foundation of our marriage and that we would be a household that serves the Lord. And now, here we are with a one-year-old daughter, and I want nothing more now than for her to grow up and in every stage of her life see her parents serving the Lord and living for him and being students of his word and serving the church and loving others. And I just want her to see that, and I want her to gain that desire for herself to have a personal relationship with Jesus. And yeah, that's pretty much where we're at now. I'd just like to say for anyone who is in that place that I was in for so long of walking that line of trying, having a desire to put on the new self while not being willing to fully let go of the old self, it's worth it. It's so worth it. And you must do it. You can't do both at once. It's impossible, and it is just so worth it. So do it.